right about now, let's have a conversation, of course, on this particular day, which is the World Press Freedom Day, a very, very important day, of course, in the and in emphasizing and creating awareness about the importance or the significance of free press. Now, joining me this morning here on the Miraya Breakfast Show, I'm honored to have Ben Malo, who is the Chief Communication and Public Information Officer of the United Nations Mission in South Sudan. Ben, good morning, and it's good to have you.
Very good morning. Very happy World Press Freedom Day to you, Sebit, and to Irene, wherever she is, and to all colleagues working here on Radio Miraya and working in the communications and public information section. It's a day that we must celebrate all of you who make sacrifices, who work hard. You wake up early in the morning, 4 a.m. to come and work. And others who are stretching themselves behind the scenes. You are the front person for all of us. There are many who are working behind the scenes, checking the news, providing the information. Many of our colleagues are in the field. They are not here in Juba. They are in the States under difficult conditions, and we just want to recognize them. We recognize all our South Sudanese brothers and sisters who are in the media space, managing to do the best they can with so much little to go with. We commend them, we recognize them, and we wish them well on this World Press Freedom Day.
Yes, let's briefly look at the significance of this World Press Freedom Day, especially for South Sudan. Why is this significant?
It is very significant because South Sudan is a nation that is being built, a nation that has emerged from decades of war and conflict, and we are still emerging from war and conflict and instability, which is why the United Nations mission is here to help the nation find its feet and become the prosperous nation that it's waiting around the corner to become. And so the significance is this, and let me put it this way. World Press Freedom Day, as you explain, is set aside by the UN General Assembly to recognize the role of the press and the media. But the theme this year, which is shaping a future of rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other rights. South Sudan needs all the rights to be respected, the freedom of expression right as a way, as a gateway to help other human rights, the rights of the child, the rights of our sisters and our girls to go to school, to achieve and be the best that they can. All these rights are very important. And one thing I want to stress is this. The press or journalism is not a crime. Media men, media women are not criminals. Journalists, broadcasters, people who are writing and publishing, whether in the newspaper review that you do, in other radio stations here in South Sudan, they are not criminals. In actual fact, I would encourage those in authority today, those in power today, those in government today, to recognize that your brothers and sisters who are journalists, your brothers and sisters who are in the media, your brothers and sisters who are pursuing accurate, factual, objective, impartial, and balanced reporting of facts, they are your allies in the struggle to build a brand new, secure, safe, and successful South Sudan.
Great.
They are not your enemies. It, it's very important to realize that when you have the media people alongside with you, you will be able to build a democratic society where the rights are respected, where when you rank nations, right now when you rank nations in terms of their tolerance and their respect for freedom of expression and media, South Sudan is very, very low.
Indeed.
Out of over 100 nations, South Sudan is 128. And then you find the Scandinavian nations, Norway at the top. So we need to learn and we need to realize that, look, if we have this people shoulder to shoulder, we can build a better nation.
Yes, and talking about democracy there, South Sudan prepares for the full implementation of the roadmap, of course, because we have elections that is coming in probably next year, which is said to be next year in 2024. How important is a free press or freedom, the freedom of press, when it comes to covering this kind of democratic processes?
In many countries, the media or journalists are described as the fourth estate. So when you have the executive, the legislature, and the judiciary, the media constitutes a fourth pillar in cementing, in establishing democracy to take hold. Why is that important? Because they serve as the ears of the public. They serve as the eyes of the public. Take me, for example. Supposing I am a public official who is supposed to bring income into the country to do road building, building schools, building clinics, but there is a story that I am taking millions of dollars into my own pocket or into the pocket of my own family. I'm building houses somewhere outside the country. It takes a journalist to say, let us get the facts. Let us even speak to the person being accused. Let him or her who is accused tell the world the real story. In other countries, through investigative reporting, a lot of millions of dollars are saved for the nation, for the state. Millions of dollars that end up going into building schools and hospitals, clinics, public amenities, public services. This morning I was hearing you talk about sewage system and pollution into the Nile River. Nile River should not be having the kind of bottles you see, the pollution, the liquid waste. We need that money. And sometimes the work of journalists, the work of the press, the work of the media will end up saving the nation, saving the country an awful lot of money that can then be used in you know, building our younger sisters, our younger brothers, giving them training, giving them schooling in the latest technology and IT and other things. And the society rises together. And then we can secure peace. Because when there is development, when there are jobs, when schools are working well, clinics, hospitals working well, then there is a more reduced incentive for us to take arms against each other, and the country becomes stronger and better. So it is critical on this World Press Freedom Day to realize that media people, media men, media women should not be attacked. They should not be intimidated. They should not be censored, but they should be, I actually encourage, to do the right thing for the good of all of us in society.
Great. And as media people, how do we reach to that particular level where we need to report, of course, balance and accurate information, and what is actually expected of us? Because for now, as we speak, you find that people in authority sometimes want you to report only the good side of what they do. Once they're involved in other, let's say, corruption scandals and all that, and coming to accountability, they don't want that to be reported. They want you to only report the other side. What, I mean, what should be done to encourage or to for us to reach a level where everybody respects, look, journalists are doing their work, they should cover both balance information and just give the public what the public wants to hear?
Thank you very much, Sabi. That is a very, very good question. Let me say this. I spent 12 years in fact, I started my journalism career at the BBC in London, 12 years. And there are some universal pillars for journalism that you can never go wrong with. When you report, are you accurate? When you report, when you come on air now and you're talking to all of us, are you factual? When you report, are you timely? Are you giving us today's story today, or are you taking stories from last year? Then you are not going to make impact. When you report, are you objective? When you report, above all, most importantly, are you balanced? Which means, Sabit, you and I may be on different sides of a topic.
Absolutely.
When you state your case, I state my case, we respect each other's views, we may not agree. But we leave it to the listeners, the brothers and sisters who are listening, and they can determine that, oh, Sabit thinks that men should be the ones cooking in the house. Mm-hmm. Irene Lasso says, no, it is we, the women, mm-hmm. who must be cooking. Mm-hmm. And then you have this discussion with respect for each other's view, which is the freedom of expression. But here is the thing. Mm-hmm. When we are asking for rights for media women, for media men, for journalists, for broadcasters like yourself, rights go with responsibilities. Absolutely. So the responsibilities are right here. Sabit, you know that from the newsroom, from your editor, from your chief of radio, there are certain things you cannot just come on air and say, because mm-hmm. you have responsibilities under the United Nations, responsibilities to the nationhood of South Sudan, responsibilities as a journalist, responsibilities which mean that if I come now and tell you that all the fish in the Nile River have gone dead, mm-hmm. you need to get a second and third source.
Absolutely.
Or go talk to the crocodile in the river to find out, is it true that you are now surrounded by dead fish? You do the right things, we have responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And those responsibilities sometimes can be measured or guaranteed by the fact that you have the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, mm-hmm. which is more like a self-regulating body. You have AMDIS, which is another. So you have enough supervisory organizations available to you to use to make sure you yourself, you are sort of policing yourself. Mm-hmm. And within that, the best will always come up to serve the people in the best possible way to ensure peace. And for us in the United Nations, peace and security, protection of civilians, putting across messages that will bind the nation together, mm-hmm. avoid hate speech, mm-hmm. And promote the things that will make South Sudan a better, stronger, and more productive nation, prosperous among the nations. Mm-hmm. So South Sudan is able to feed all of East Africa. South Sudan is able to send maybe regularized well-trained soldiers to Khartoum now to separate the two warring factions. Mm-hmm. And some of those things can come when we allow the media to do their work and they are not intimidated, they are not fearful, they are not being arrested arbitrarily. Mm-hmm. The threats and attacks on journalists, on press people must stop. The harassment and intimidation of media women, media men must stop. Anything detaining and imprisoning people who work in the media, those things must stop. And those are the words of the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on this World Press Freedom Day.
Yes, and also the theme for this year particularly is talking about shaping future of rights, freedom of expression as a driver for all other human rights. Of course, you did mention earlier in the opening conversation, but just in simple terms, how important is this theme moving forward and respecting all other rights, freedom of expression? When the freedom of expression is there, how does it affect all other rights?
This is very, very important, because freedom of expression serves as a foundation for other rights. Right now in South Sudan, we need a certain freedom in the public sphere, a certain freedom in the civic sphere, mm-hmm. a certain freedom in the political sphere. I may belong to a certain political party, somebody belongs to another political party with a different view. We must all be free to express what we believe in without fear for mm-hmm. somebody coming at us. Human rights defenders in this country, people who are fighting to say, look, nobody should be shot and killed by any government entity or anybody. When people are fighting for the security or for the sanctity of life, mm-hmm. they should not be afraid that because I took on this case, I'm at risk. It should not be something like that. Mm-hmm. And so the freedom of expression that we are talking about here on World Press Freedom Day is paramount as a foundation stone to ensure that people who are human rights defenders or working for human rights, mm-hmm. they are free to pursue what would be good for the society. People who are in the civil society space, mm-hmm. civil society actors who mean well, who are sacrificing, should not be afraid that because I'm raising this issue that we need to get this for my village or that village or for the country, that I am at risk. Mm-hmm. Mr. Yakani of SEPO, when he comes on Radio Miraya, he should not think that, oh, this is the truth I know. If I speak it, when I go out of here, somebody's going to chase me, they're going to do me harm, or I cannot keep my family in this country. So political actors, somebody who may belong to a different political persuasion, when they voice their opinion, especially, they should be respected but not persecuted. And so it is critical for us to have freedom of expression. It doesn't mean you just get out and say anything.
Absolutely.
You don't come on radio and just make an accusation. Some of those things can be dealt with by other organs. For example, if I come here and say Sabit took my watch 10 years ago, he didn't bring it back, you are free to ask the police to come in, and then you take me to court, and the justice system should be able to solve the problem without a recourse to you and I getting out of the studio now and attacking each other. You take a knife, I take a gun, and then there is violence. There must be structured, democratic, peaceful ways of resolving differences, and that is why it is critical that the theme for this year's World Press Freedom Day, shaping a future of rights. South Sudan has a future. We have the roadmap, and journalists are going to help to educate people about the roadmap. Radio Mirai is going to be available for all government officials, for every South Sudanese of goodwill and good conscience to use to make clear that the roadmap, this is where we are, this is what must lead to a future. And by the way, when I hear some of our colleagues say, Ben, my father was a refugee. I was a refugee. In fact, one person said, I was born on the run when my family were fleeing, and I don't want my children to end up as refugees. And those things we can help to deal with as we look at a future, shaping a future with rights, rights to education, right to free speech, rights to good health, a right to happiness. And then we are saying freedom of expression as a driver for all other rights. Let us not be fearful of the truth. Let us not be fearful of the facts. If the facts are facts, you say that sometimes some leaders want just the good things to be said. And we must balance them. If something is not going right, for example, you know Kampala very well. But if you see something in Kampala that is good, you want it here in Juba, you should feel free to say, look, the way they collect rubbish in Kampala, we don't see rubbish being collected the same way. It's a bad thing you're pointing out, but you're offering a solution. We must always offer solutions. And on this World Press Freedom Day, media women, media men, journalists, broadcasters, writers, publishers, who are here should not be fearful, should not be censored, should not be attacked, detained, or imprisoned. We need to do better.
All right. Ben, thank you so much for coming to Miraya Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Shukran jazilan. Tamam kois.
Pamke.
Okay, pamke. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And yes, Ben Malo is the Chief Communication and Public Information Officer here with the United Nations Mission in South Sudan.